Jeff and Ed, welcome to Main Street and to PEI.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you.
You've been speaking with tourism operators today. What is the message that you've been trying to get across to them?
The message is that to grow your business and to stay competitive, that you need to find new customers who want to discover PEI, because here's what's great about PEI. Once they come here once, they keep coming back. And our focus was how to get more gay and lesbian visitors to come here, because they're coming more frequently from further away and they spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about that money, Ed. How lucrative is this sector of the travel industry?
You know, it's actually pretty lucrative. It's very interesting because typically what you're talking about here is that the gay traveling public kind of boils down to gay men, couples, dual income, no kids. So in reality, the statistics show, the research shows that gay men and gay women make less than their heterosexual counterparts. So it's not about gay people being richer than straight people, certainly, but it's that combination of two income generating members of a household without children. So what does that mean? That means when they come here, and the research from the Tourism Research Center, TRC, showed that they actually spend more money, they engage in more activities because they don't have kids to worry about. So really that's like the potency of this market.
Jeff, how did you go about marketing Philadelphia as a gay-friendly destination?
Well, it started very similar to like how PEI did. We saw that we wanted to increase our business. Philadelphia is the second largest city on the East Coast. And right after 9/11, we saw that we needed to ensure the health of our hospitality industry. And we realized that people wanted to do the same thing, gay or straight. They wanted a Philly cheesesteak to see the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall. But what they really wanted to make sure was that they were invited and that there might be a gay nightlife for them. And that's of a major city. So for a group of people who are told, no, we don't want you here. No, you're not able to serve in the military. No, you can't be called marriage. No, no, no. As soon as Philadelphia said, well, yes, please be a visitor. Come see our culture and then go home. After leaving your money, we were really open to it. But that's how we went about it. It started with our community first saying gay and straight. We like more tourists here. We have a product that they should enjoy. And then we began to market. And that's the big thing. You need to keep getting your word out, because there are so many more destinations for people to choose from now that they'll forget about PEI. They'll forget about Philadelphia. They'll get distracted by a cruise offer, an airline offer, a sun destination offer. So you got to keep at it to get them to keep coming.
As you both know, we've recently had a story in the news where a gay married couple's house burnt down and it is being investigated, and some are calling it a hate crime. But that story has gone around the world. So how damaging can that kind of press be?
You know, I just want to say, first of all, it's just so sad and tragic, and you know, my hearts go out to the families of those two men. And, you know, bad things do happen in even beautiful, wonderful places like this. And even in some place where I live, New York, there was a terrible, terrible gay bashing. And so even in New York City, San Francisco, Provincetown, you'll get that kind of thing. The issue for PEI is probably, how do you counteract something like that? I think you want to send out a message that says, you know, and I think people are sending this message out. There's been candlelight vigils and all this. But if PEI was out there marketing to the gay and lesbian market in a very authentic, inviting, warm way, that's a message that would just be sitting there counteracting this terrible crime. And again, the internet is not written in electrons. It's written in ink. Those things go out there and those stories stay out there. So it's really important for PEI to kind of own their messaging about their gay and lesbian guests.
Now, when you met with tourism operators, did they have concerns or stereotypes in mind when it comes to this market, or were you able to bash some of those?
They were worried, yes. They were worried that some of their straight visitors wouldn't accept it or would turn off some businesses. So we really talked about how that would not turn off business. We talked about how gay and lesbian visitors do travel with their straight friends and their straight relatives and their networks. So they're a marketing tool in addition to, not a hindrance, but a marketing tool to get more visitors to PEI. We also talked about that they didn't need a special invitation. They just needed to be invited. and we didn't need necessarily gay nightlife at night and big arts and culture. We wanted exactly what everyone else wanted in a PEI visitor experience, but we wanted to make sure that we were comfortable and welcomed, and we just needed little guideposts, because what's interesting about PEI, the people are first, and the people are so welcoming. So we had to break through some of the things that they thought, well, why would gays want to come here? And also we had to really explain to them that you can't just say gay and lesbians keep coming here because other people are trying to take your tourists. Halifax right now just wants all the gay tourists to stay there. Well, they want all the tourists to stay there. So what you need to do is just to make sure that they're coming, they're bringing their straight friends and relatives, and also they keep coming back.
Since Philadelphia has made this part of its target market, I know there are obviously you want all the tourists, mm-hmm. but what kind of success has, what's been the payoff?
The payoff has been huge, significant, and measurable. We know that for every dollar that we put towards a gay marketing campaign, $153 was spent in our hotels and accommodations and our attractions. We also know that gay and lesbian visitors now spend more time in Philadelphia than they did before the campaign. Before we launched our effort, we were getting gay and lesbian visitors too, but we weren't in the top 20 destinations in the U.S. for business and pleasure from gays and lesbians. And I'm proud to announce you're the first to get this news. We have broken the top 10 this year by research done by Community Marketing. So we're getting more, they're spending more, they're staying longer. And so we think that's a big win. We did talk to the tour operators and we explained in their own research that PEI has done, which has been terrific. I want to compliment them on the approach to the business of tourism, that shoulder seasons is a great opportunity, June and September, to build their travel small groups. People who want to do weddings here, people who want to do 50th birthdays, anniversaries, small group adventure with girlfriends or boyfriends or guys and gals. And so the business that's being left on the table is significant. And just with a little bit of an ask to spend the money, the response seemed very positive to say, well, why aren't we asking for the business? Why aren't we wanting to do this? Tomorrow, we'll be spending a little bit of time, 2 hours, in fact, in a very how-to session. How do people do it? And PEI is not the first destination to work through some of the issues of best practices or controversy or people who are for or against it, or how do you put long-term marketing with it?
Well, thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.